It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The things we did not buy this spring. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. In a locked down economy, it's not a surprise that retail sales in the U.S. fell in April, but the deeper drop than forecast, a drop of 12% was expected. What we got from government statisticians just now is a drop of 16%. This can't just be put down to gasoline prices. If you factor out volatile fuel and car sales, retail sales still fell more than 16% last month. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial.
I think the thing that jumped out the most at me was we knew people obviously are spending less in April at restaurants and bars because in most of the country you couldn't eat in and many were closed. What I didn't anticipate was that people spent less at grocery and liquor stores as well, that total food sales are 20% below where they were in February.
And, you know, we talk a lot about the restaurants, which are in terrible shape, but it's that they were not the hardest hit in retail.
No, and I think the best way to understand that is to look at the change from a year ago. Restaurant and bar sales are down 49%, which is just incredible, but clothing stores down 89%. Electronics are down 65%, furniture down 66%. You know, these are industries that are effectively shut down.
Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
And oh boy, are airlines annoyed at the Boeing CEO, David Calhoun, who went on TV and in answer to a question led on that he thinks some major U.S. airline will go out of business by September, the way the Wall Street Journal tells it. And American Airlines, the inside reaction was, what did he just say? Other airlines, in the midst of trying to charm their lenders, are steamed and reportedly have conveyed back to Boeing some peak. The Boeing CEO also said it could be 3 to 5 years for the airline business to come back, but Southwest's CEO says flying won't be back to normal for 6 to 12 months.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
There's been a focus on COVID-19's effect on the supply chain for meat, with workers at processing plants getting sick, forcing those facilities to shut. The pandemic is posing challenges for suppliers of vegetables as well. For the Northwest News Network, Anna King has this report from Washington State.
It's springtime. Emerald shoots are pushing up from the earth. Irrigation pivots are watering the fields as always this time of year. But so much else has changed. Grower Jim Middleton says social distancing is easy in his asparagus fields. But quarters are tight in the shed where workers stack plastic crates of asparagus from the field to be processed. And just one case of the virus could cripple Middleton's operation.
Without a regular workforce every single day, we're going to get backed up quickly and have a lot of product we wouldn't be able to pack or to sell, and that could get upside down in a big hurry.
Picking is intense. It goes every day for 10 weeks. Social distancing is especially hard in fruit and vegetable processing facilities where workers often stand inches apart. At Gourmet Trading Company in Pasco, Washington, they've decreased the number of people on each shift by about 15% so people can spread out. And workers wear hairnets, aprons, gloves, and handmade masks. Phil Klaus's team checks everyone's temperature every day. And if someone has a fever,
they're not going to be allowed inside, and then we'll ask them to go home and quarantine themselves.
And it's been hard to find enough pickers to do the work in the first place, says Mike Gempler, who heads the nonprofit Washington Growers League. Many workers come from Mexico under temporary visas for agricultural work. Now, he says, they can't get the interviews they need through U.S. consulates to come to the U.S.
To not have the people you planned on to come and take the jobs is incredibly stressful.
He estimates farmers may be 30% short of the workers they need this season. In Pasco, Washington, I'm Anna King for Marketplace.
Public health experts say a key to managing the pandemic is testing for the virus and testing again and again, but federal regulators have raised a question about the accuracy of a new coronavirus test that produces rapid results. As it happens, that Abbott Labs test is being used on those who work at the White House. Abbott's stock was down about 3% this morning. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. Nova, what's the focus? False positives or false negatives?
It's false negatives, David. At issue is Abbott's ID Now test. It's a rapid diagnostic tool that's supposed to return results in a few minutes. As you mentioned, New York University researchers took a look and said earlier this week that the test was returning false negatives, that it was missing nearly half of all positive samples collected with dry nasal swabs. Then yesterday, the FDA issued an alert saying it's looking into that finding and that in the meantime, negative results from the Abbott test should be confirmed with another more sensitive test that takes longer.
And what about accuracy of some of the other tests?
Well, we know that false negatives are not necessarily a new problem. When China was testing the population in Wuhan, there were also reports of a lot of false negative results there. Abbott does dispute, though, the NYU study. The company says other studies have shown its rapid diagnostic system gets better results. Abbott said it will provide guidance for how to correctly use its tests. And so far, David, according to the CDC, more than 10 million viral tests have been conducted in the U.S., and 15% have come back positive.
Nova, thank you. Actually, I just checked Abbott stock again. It's down 1.5%. Now, by one count, there are more than 90 vaccines being tested for COVID-19. One getting special attention is being developed by scientists at Oxford University. It's undergoing human trials, but the news is that there's data not yet peer-reviewed that this stuff is working in monkeys. This is one that the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca would manufacture and distribute if it works and if it's safe. Fergus Walsh is the medical correspondent for our editorial partner, the BBC.
In the study, in the United States, 6 rhesus macaques were given half the vaccine dose being tested in more than 1,000 human volunteers in the UK. All the monkeys developed antibodies within 4 weeks of vaccination, and when exposed to coronavirus, it appears to have protected them from pneumonia, a key symptom of COVID-19. Crucially, there was no evidence of immune-enhanced disease, a theoretical risk where a vaccine triggers a worse response to a disease, which had been seen in some early animal vaccine trials against SARS, another coronavirus.
Fergus Walsh with the BBC. Now, he was talking about the Oxford AstraZeneca one. Pfizer has a vaccine developed with the German drug maker BioNTech, which the companies hope will be tested in thousands of patients starting in September. Moderna of Massachusetts has a vaccine candidate of its own that's entering phase 2 of the 3 phases of human trials required before the FDA might allow its sale. Now, for a roundup of developments in this COVID-19 economy, Marketplace's 10-Minute Make Me Smart podcast with Kai Ryssdal and Molly Wood is now daily. You can sign up for free at the podcast emporium of your choice. I am David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.